This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Aides and advisors to President Trump insist that the president did not cave after he gave up a push for a citizenship question on the 2020 census, ordering the federal government to instead find other ways of counting how many citizens are in the country. White House advisor Kellyanne Conway.
I think what the president did yesterday is important because, again, it takes the obstacles away from data sharing amongst the different departments and agencies.
Speaking on Fox News after the president signs an executive order requiring all federal departments and agencies to give the Department of Commerce records about people's citizenship. Immigration and Customs Enforcement set to start raids across the nation to arrest thousands of illegal immigrants. Homeland Security insiders say they'll begin Sunday and continue for several days in at least 10 major cities. This is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to give expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Tropical Storm Barry taking aim at Louisiana, especially New Orleans. Currently a tropical storm, but expected to be a rain-making hurricane when it comes ashore tomorrow. Here's hurricane specialist Eric Blake at the National Hurricane Center.
But we're expecting to move very slowly, and that's why we're so concerned about the heavy rain risk. The rain should really begin in earnest overnight Friday into Saturday for southeast Louisiana, then spread northward into Mississippi.
Just getting word that another good-sized earthquake has Southern California on edge. A magnitude 4.9 quake rattling the Ridgecrest area just before 6:30 local time this morning. The shaker, the latest in a string of aftershocks since two major quakes, hit that area last week. No reports of injuries, but people across Southern California are on social media saying they felt it. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A bit of a dust-up in the White House Rose Garden yesterday as former White House aide Sebastian Gorka got into a verbal confrontation with White House correspondent for Playboy, Brian Kareem.
You just threatened Gorka just a minute ago.
You told him
to go outside.
I said I would talk to him.
You know what that means. Everybody knows what that means. What are you going to do? You can talk to him right here.
I can talk.
Why would you take him outside?
The verbal exchange unfolded just before the major network's camera crews had broken things down after carrying President Trump's remarks about the census. Two Indiana brothers are facing terrorism charges for allegedly trying to sell guns to ISIS. Federal prosecutors unveiling the charges yesterday against 21-year-old Moyad Dannon and 20-year-old Mahdi Dannon in Indianapolis. The two men arrested last week and accused of plotting to make fully automatic rifles using a process to make them untraceable. The FBI special agent in charge of the Indianapolis division calling it a case of homegrown violent extremism. And a Georgia woman who worked for Dairy Queen out of a job over a miscommunication involving a birthday cake. It was ordered to have some characters from a movie called Mona, but in fact, the woman who made the cake thought they said marijuana, so she put a big pot leaf on it. Remember, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. It starts with pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. And even if Twitter, you know, puts you on timeout, that's what happened to our next guest, Dr. John Lott, world-recognized expert on guns and crime and the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. He's on timeout. Twitter says, how dare you tweet the truth? John, you ought to know better than this. What are you doing?
Sorry, I don't know what got into me.
Exactly. It's kind of a knee-jerk reaction. Well, see, this is a problem. See, when you have a life of integrity and you just live that way, it's just, it's natural. I mean, you got to really twist your mind and go into some sort of pretzel logic to be deceptive, don't you?
Yeah. Well, you know, just so people know, my Twitter account's been blocked. Are locked. I'm not allowed to use it in any way. I can't even send private messages or receive them from people, let alone post something. And it started because of a tweet that I had put up in March that dealt with the New Zealand killer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I had mentioned that the New Zealand mosque shooter was, quote, a socialist environmentalist who hates capitalists and free trade, and also that he had believed that his attack would lead to more gun control in New Zealand and the United States, that he was wanted that to be the outcome from his attack. And
right.
All the media was describing him as a right winger, and I don't know how it's possible that anybody who's actually read his manifesto would think that's the case. My own belief is that the media sees that this guy is a racist, and mm-hmm. so they just say, "Well, you're a racist, so you must be right wing."
Mm-hmm.
The reason why he was a racist was because of his environmentalist views. He didn't want to allow people from kind of third world countries to move into New Zealand or Australia or other European type countries because he felt that those people had a lot of kids
mm-hmm.
and that having a lot of kids was damaging for the environment. And so in order to try to preserve the environment in those countries, he wanted to ban them from moving in.
And so the mainstream media or the media there out of New Zealand and that determined that, and of course Twitter as well, is that, you know, they're right, you're wrong. Somehow they've made a character judgment just on the surface. And so you've been blocked since March, John?
No, actually it took them until last week to lock my account. I mean, they've given me the option. I can go and remove the tweet and agree that I did something wrong and promise to behave in the future. But I don't think I did anything wrong. I mean, to me, the amazing thing is that you have all these media people that put down something that's just completely false, that he's a right winger. I mean, I think it shows the media bias.
Are you losing you still there, John?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you dropped out there for a minute. So the media said that he's a right-wing guy, but I mean, and of course, I'm sure you asked them and said, okay, here's my assessment. Where was I wrong? And
no, I did that. Uh-huh. I mean, I got the, no, that's exactly right. I got this notice. I tried to log on to Twitter last week, and I got this notice saying that, just with a picture of the offending tweet, nothing else came up. And they said, I violated the terms of, agreement with, Twitter and that, and they mentioned, and you violated because of, and then colon, and then it was left blank. They wouldn't even tell me what it was. They said, now you can appeal. And so I said, fine, I'll appeal. And I wrote in my appeal, I said, look, you guys have blocked me, but I can't, you haven't given me any reasons. You just left it blank. So tell me what I did wrong. But what I wrote there was completely factually accurate. It was much more accurate than any of the things that I see you haven't locked down. You know, and then on Tuesday, I got a response back on my appeal. And they said they weren't changing their decision. They thought their original decision that I'd violated the terms of agreement with Twitter was correct. And then they said, and, you know, your violations include, and then another colon, but the thing was blank. Again, they wouldn't tell me what it was. It just, in both cases where they say, you know, you violated the terms and here's what they are, they just left that part of the page blank. So, you know, and they didn't give me a chance to appeal, you know, with this email. I try sending it back, and it gets returned again.
Right. So, well, John, this is what's so frustrating for everyday users. I mean, most people, you know, don't get involved, so they're not going to be an offense, so they just keep rolling along. But for those of us from time to time, I mean, I was blocked because I retweeted something from Dinesh D'Souza. It was about his movie, Death of a Nation. And so they blocked me for a while. And, you know, and to get into that process like you're going through, it's like you're in a bucket of gum. And you're still not, I mean, you know, hey, look, we want to comply. Tell us what the rules of play are, you know, and in what kind of recourse do we have in any other aspect of American business. If there is a problem, you have recourse. And in this particular case, this is the problem that I hate about, and I really hate this aspect of this whole internet deal, is that everything is done by email. There's no conversation with anybody where you can, you know, ask a question. You got to send back another email, and especially when they're answering the way in which they are. They are the sole arbiters of their decision, and there's no argument. And they just say, boom, end of sentence, that's it, period, goodbye.
No, I agree. You know, at least if it was a live person there, then they could defend their position, and I could explain, look, what I wrote was accurate. I mean, to me, this notion that that he's a right-winger is just absurd. I mean, right-wingers normally don't declare, quote, conservatism is dead, unquote,
right,
or that, quote, global capitalist markets are the enemy of racial autonomy, end quote. You know, here you have a guy who's, you know, he's talking about the need for further unionization of workers, or that is a nation in the world that comes closest to its political and social values is communist China. You know, it's just not serious stuff.
Yeah. Well, how frustrating is that? And all you're trying to do, so you either comply, take off your tweet, claim that you'll never do it again, I guess until the next time that you do it again when you point out the truth, that they want to reject. This is amazing. Dr. John Lott is with us. We've got more from him on the other side of the break. Of course, Dr. Lott is a prolific writer, recognized gun expert on crime, and president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. Stay with us. More from John after this.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrencies continue to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLife.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
How would you rate your kidney health? What about your liver? What about your gallbladder? Take the Quantum Cleanse 21-Day Challenge and supercharge your body. Quantum Nutrition Labs is having a special on 4 supplements designed to support organ health and detoxification. For the kidneys, liver, and gallbladder, buy 2, get the third one free. Start your 21-Day Challenge today. Call 888-588-7578, 888-588-7578, or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
Martinez live.
Thank God Almighty, you are listening to a show that is loaded with givers, and look what I just got. They just sent me some DVD, Blu-ray, digital code of the movie Breakthrough, and so you know how this works, right? Drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Tell me you want to be put in the hoppa. Make sure you include your address and everything, and we'll put you in the hoppa, pull your name out. You could be the next winner of Breakthrough, the movie, an inspiring film for the whole family. If you didn't get a chance to see it at a theater, you'll have a chance now to see it at home with our compliments, and we're happy to give it to you. So make sure you send me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Include your address and tell me to put you in the hoppa. And look, at I want to give these Breakthrough DVDs, and I'm grateful for the company for sending those to us. That's such a great, great movie. Dr. John Lott continues with us. You know, John, as you and I were talking about, you know, the influence of Twitter, and it's not only Twitter, but you got Google, Veritas, James O'Keefe and organization caught them red-handed in saying, look, we're not going to allow 2016 to happen again. So they're all into doing everything they can to block a re-election of Donald Trump. They're going to make sure. And Facebook is all in. Twitter, we see what's going on against the attack on conservatives. I mean, this has been going on for quite a while, and including back in the days when the IRS was involved in Lois Lerner in blocking anything that was conservative and what she did to the Tea Party groups, and really reduced their significance on the, you know, on the national stage significantly. And I maintain, I spoke with Mark Meckler earlier this week about it. I said, Mark, I still maintain, and I don't have the exact facts on it, but I would estimate that roughly six voting cycles were influenced by the move of Lois Lerner and the IRS. And today she's retired, living in a golden parachute. She's been rewarded, you know, by our government, disgustingly. But this is the way our government rolls right now. And, you know, with all this Russian delusion, collusion stuff that's been going on, we spent over $65 million of the people's money to come up with all these different, you got the Senate, you got the, you know, House doing their investigation, we got the Mueller report, and what do we have?
Yeah, no, I mean, look, I agree, you know, this Google executive coming forward and making the statements about how they're not going to let another election happen like the 2016 election is very concerning. You know, they have, I think, a huge influence just in terms of people searching on candidates and whether or not when you search on, let's say, a Republican, do the most negative news stories come up first? When you search on a Democrat, do positive, glowing news stories come up first? You know, people aren't going to be searching past the first page or second page for sure. And, you know, it has a big impact on people. You know, you have a few percentage point change in the election results that can make a big difference between whether or not somebody is going to get elected or not.
Exactly.
You know, as far as Lois Lerner goes, making it so that the Tea Party groups really couldn't operate because they couldn't raise money, you know, I'm sure it had some impact on the election. There's probably a reason she must have believed it, or they wouldn't have acted
exactly
the way that they did.
Well, if $150,000 of Russian money can impact, you know, $150,000 of Facebook ads can impact a 2016 election, what do you think impact of what she did to the Tea Party organizations and other conservative groups by comparison?
Right. And if it, because of that, you had it so that some Republicans who would have gotten elected didn't get elected, sure, you can imagine that that could have impact over multiple cycles, plus the groups themselves. You know, if they had been formed, you know, in 2012, they probably would have lasted for a while. They wouldn't have just lasted for 1 year or 2 years.
Exactly.
They may have lasted for 4 or 6 years or more, and so have had an impact across multiple election cycles to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's very disappointing that there weren't real consequences for somebody who interfered as much as she did. You know, plus, you know, the so-called Russian ads were on both sides of the election.
Exactly.
You know, she hardly had that type of, you know, equal impact on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she clearly was going after the conservative groups.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, John, I also want to talk to you about, you know, the 2020 campaign from the Democrats and the things they're talking about. Of course, you know, gun control, Swalwell, you know, that was going to be one of his big things. He came, he went.
But you're going to have others. I mean, you know, clearly, you know, gun control, you know, continues to be spewed out of the left. You know, as you point out, you know, they want it, whether it works or not. They want some manner of gun control because they look at it as progress. I mean, it's a progression, right? We get down the road and it starts with this, and then there's a little bit more, and there's just never enough that satisfies them.
Right. I guess the irony is Swalwell was the first Democrat to say that gun control was his top issue, his main reason for running. He's also the first guy to drop out of the race. I haven't seen anybody in the kind of the main media pointing to that fact.
Exactly. But, no, good point.
You know, in fact, if anything, the media coverage just emphasizes what an important issue it is. And look, anybody who watched the Democrats debate in Florida knows that there was really no disagreement among them. All of them agreed with Swalwell that not only should the sale of certain guns be banned, but the government should go and take the guns like that are already out there, you know, military-style weapons, which are, you know, are just semi-automatic rifles that look like military weapons, but are the exact same as small-caliber hunting rifles out there.
Exactly. Right.
And, you know, it makes one wonder whether these guys really understand very much about guns. You had, you know, they all agreed on these background checks on private transfers of guns. You know, the thing is, none of them talk about how, if you really want to have these background checks, how it could be done so it doesn't discriminate so much against poor minorities. I mean, mm-hmm. In Washington, D.C., where these politicians operate, these background checks cost $125 to go and privately transfer a gun. Just to give you an idea how they're set up to make it difficult for people. If you and I were in D.C. and I'm transferring, or basically the other states that have these background checks on private transfers, the transfer cost isn't just per person. So if I sell you four guns, it's just not $125. They have a separate background check on each gun.
Each gun.
What sense does that make? I mean,
exactly.
They're transferring the guns to you.
Mm-hmm.
The issue should be, you know, is Bill Martinez a safe person to transfer guns to?
Mm-hmm.
So it just should be one background check because you're the one guy who's getting all four guns. But no, they have to require a separate background check on each of the guns. So rather than a cost of $125, which is bad enough, it'd be $500
yes.
to transfer the guns to you. And, you know, it just goes and shows kind of the mindset of how the goal of this is just to make it difficult for people to be able to go and own guns, particularly poor people. And they seem unwilling to go and do anything other than say it's a poison pill to go and say, let's fix the system so that you're not primarily stopping minorities. I mean, here, people just don't seem to understand that when they go and they say 3.5 million dangerous, prohibited people have been stopped from buying guns, that virtually all of those are mistakes. It's
yes.
one thing to stop a felon from buying a gun. It's another thing to stop somebody simply because they have a name similar to a felon from buying a gun.
Right.
And that these mistakes are overwhelmingly against minorities.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
Now, there's a lot of Bill Martinez's out there, I can tell you. But although I've been very fortunate. I haven't had too much problem, John. I can tell you that for sure. But Dr. John Lott has been with us, expert on crime and terrorism, president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, and top-selling author. His book, you know, More Guns, Less Crime. Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Bank of America was recently named Best Bank for College Students by Money Magazine. With so many new and returning students preparing for the start of the school year in the weeks to come, it's critical to have the right bank account for student needs. April Schneider, Bank of America.
It's very important to build a strong financial foundation early in adulthood. At Bank of America, we're committed to helping students start off on the right foot by providing them with best-in-class products like the Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account, along with educational resources such as Better Money Habits.
Bank of America's Advantage Safe Balance banking account allows students to bank without the worry of overdraft fees while providing them with full mobile access to their account. Eligible students under age 24 also don't pay a monthly maintenance fee. This account was named Best Student Account by Money Magazine and is used by over 1 million clients. For more, visit bankofamerica.com. That's bankofamerica.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Aides and advisors to President Trump insist that the president did not cave after he gave up a push for a citizenship question on the 2020 census, ordering the federal government to instead find other ways of counting how many citizens are in the country. White House advisor Kellyanne Conway.
I think what the president did yesterday is important because, again, it takes the obstacles away from data sharing amongst the different departments and agencies.
Speaking on Fox News after the president signs an executive order requiring all federal departments and agencies to give the Department of Commerce records about people's citizenship. Immigration and Customs Enforcement set to start raids across the nation to arrest thousands of illegal immigrants. Homeland Security insiders say they'll begin Sunday and continue for several days in at least 10 major cities. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. As always, for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. And for everything that has to do with money, lucky for you, we've got America's Money Answers man, Jordan Goodman, with us. Hey, Jordan, how you doing, buddy?
Great to be with you again, Bill.
Hey, always good to get caught up on the people's money here. But, of course, you know, everything's still a little tenuous with the U.S.-China trade deal, not to mention all the other pending trade deals. And, oh, yeah, that's right. We got an election coming that you think was going to be day after tomorrow with all the publicity and the consternation taking place for 2020. It's still 2019, right?
I think it is. I think it is still. But it's certainly on people's minds. As far as China, I mean, they had this G20 meeting. Mm-hmm. It could have gone either way. And basically it came out with a truce that no more tariffs on either side. And they're going to go back to the negotiating table. Supposedly they're working on that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's possible, Bill, they could have a small deal. There's no way they're going to have a big deal with everything President Trump wants mm-hmm. that the Chinese are going to give. But they could have a smaller deal, mm-hmm. meaning the Chinese buy more of our goods. They maybe make the right noises about not stealing intellectual property, things like that. Mm-hmm. In return, we are loosen some of the sanctions on Huawei.
I was going to say, wasn't that a big announcement? I mean,
that was a
big
surprise
compromise there. But I think that had to open the door in such a way to where Trump's probably looking at President Xi and say, "Okay, show me yours."
Exactly, because nobody was expecting that, and he went in that not a complete no sanctions whatsoever, but more limited sanctions on
right.
Huawei. So that was like what he was giving to say, okay, give me something in return. In return, in theory, President Xi said they're going to buy more U.S. agricultural goods. We haven't seen it actually happen yet, but they said they're going to do that.
Well, you're probably right on the small deal thing. It only makes sense because I'm sure President Xi's advisors are saying, look, there's no guarantee he's going to get reelected. And you know those crazy Americans anyway, because every 4 years things are changing.
Well, that's part of it. That's right. And they want, we are asking them to anything they agree to put in law in Chinese domestic law. And they have been objecting to that, saying, you don't tell us what to put in our domestic laws.
Yes, we tell you.
But at the moment,
we tell you, you don't tell us. That's right.
Exactly. So we'll see. But at the moment, a truce is better. And Wall Street certainly was happy about that because they did not want those tariffs of 25% to go in on the remaining $300 billion worth of Chinese goods. And they did not. And that probably is not going to happen for a while, if ever. So Wall Street is relatively happy with this. And if we get a small deal, I think President Trump wants a small deal because going into the election, he wants the economy doing as well as it can be doing. And it's clearly it's been slowing down because of the trade tensions. For example, our farmers are really being hurt badly by not being able to export
China. And that's why when they said that they were going to buy a lot of soybeans, the farmers, you know, we heard a collective cheer, you know, from the farming community on that one. But, you know, still, it's just, like you say, you know, we'll see what happens here with China. And but we don't expect any big deal. I think the small deal perspective, I think that's pretty prudent.
Yeah. It's what I call a show-me cheer, because they've said this before, but they haven't actually gone ahead and buy things.
Right.
It takes a long time to build up relationships, and we've lost a lot of those relationships, and Chinese are buying soybeans from Argentina and Brazil and Canada and Australia and other places, and you don't just turn a switch and bring everything back to the way it was before.
No, without a doubt, and the thing is, this is also indicative that, you know, China must be feeling the pain of these sanctions, no less.
Oh, for sure. I mean, their economic growth is a lot slower. They've had companies closing down, and it's taking a major hit on them. So they have every incentive to want to get some kind of a deal. So it works for both sides. So let's hope we get that. These are the number one and number two economies in the world. So it would not only help those two, but the rest of the world, which needs it, because all the signs are of economic slowdown. And that's why everybody thinks that the Fed Reserve is going to cut interest rates at their meeting at the end of July. And the Fed chairman was testifying on Congress recently and kind of gave that hint that he's clearly seeing things slow down, the trade being a big reason for that, and therefore they think that they're going to take back the quarter point interest rate increase that they did in December.
And, oh, yes, by the way, speaking of sanctions, we've got Iran and all the threats coming out of there.
Right.
And, I mean, they're saber-rattling, but there's a lot of pain on the main streets of Iran as well.
Well, there is, but there'd be a lot more pain if we get into a war with them.
Oh, yeah.
As things seem to be cooling down a little bit with China, they seem to be heating up with Iran. So they clearly were the ones attacking these oil tankers. And then we sent some planes, and, you know, we're within 10 minutes of bombing them, and he pulled it back at the last possible minute.
Right.
But it's very tense over there in both directions. The Iranians have said they've now exceeded the limits they'd agreed to with enriching plutonium. We have put more aircraft carriers and troops all around there. Any little spark could set off a war with Iran, which neither side would be good. I mean, you think we had a long time in Iraq, and that cost, what, $7 trillion over 10 years?
Exactly.
But this is much bigger than that, and we would not win easily. Even though they're weakened, they get a lot of people who would just rush into battle, want to be martyrs, and don't care. So we don't want to get into a war with Iran. If that happened, oil prices would clearly shoot up dramatically. Now, today they're maybe $55 a barrel. That could go up to 80 or 90. Who knows how much it could go up, because about a third of the world's oil goes to that Strait of Hormuz, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, all those places. And insurance companies would not insure oil tankers to go through that Strait of Hormuz if we got into a hot war with Iran. So that supply would be cut off pretty quickly.
You know, without a doubt. And meanwhile, Israel's keeping a close eye on Iran as well, for obvious reasons.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So we'll keep you up to date on that. Hey, let's talk about handing out free money. There's some free money out there, right?
There is free money out there. I like to give out free money.
We love a free money. And it's not even, and you don't even have to be a socialist to partake in it.
That's true. You don't.
I love that even better.
The first one is what are called unclaimed assets. And unclaimed assets, when people move from one house to another, when they move from one job to another, when they die, all kinds of things happen. They forget, or people behind them forget, that they left money there. Bank accounts, when they moved from one bank to another, employers, they left a 401k, their old employer. Uncle Harry died and left you a life insurance death benefit, and the insurance company couldn't find you. There's just tons of ways of having unclaimed assets. Now, each state has an office of unclaimed assets, and literally there are billions and billions of dollars there, Bill, and every year billions or more are added to these things. So luckily for your audience, there's a free website which is called missingmoney.com, which is run by a consortium of all these state offices of unclaimed assets, and you put in your name and your current address and your former address and your maiden name and your middle initial and every possible way to identify you, and they'll say, oh yeah, you know, you had this bank account that's got $3,000 in it now, or you forgot your old 401k, or you know, this insurance benefit's there for you, whatever it may be, and for free you can find out about all the unclaimed assets potentially out there for you.
Aren't you surprised the government hasn't glommed on that?
They do. No, that's the thing, is they try to look for you for 5 years.
Okay.
And then after 5 years, if they cannot identify you, the government does take it. You're exactly right.
Oh,
it's a big source of revenue to the government, actually. Billions of dollars a year in each state.
You imagine? Billions of dollars?
Billions. Billions. The total amount in the country is about $100 billion of all the states combined. So some states have more than others, but lots of people leave money behind, literally, and don't know how to find it.
Amazing. Got about a minute and a half left. Let's talk about selling life insurance. I've been hearing more and more ads on the TV about that.
It is. So that's another form of free money. If you have a life insurance policy, you can sell it for potentially hundreds of thousands of dollars that otherwise you just let the thing lapse. It's worthless, actually.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
There's a website that can help you find it, which is called fundinglife.com. They've got a phone number, too, 877-485-6681. And so it could either be a cash value policy or a term policy, which could be converted into cash value policy.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are hedge funds and various other institutions that like to buy these things. Say you had a $1 million policy, Bill, and you sold it for $300,000. The hedge fund that buys it gives you $300,000. They keep paying the premiums. When you die, they get the $1 million. That's their return on it. But meanwhile, you get the $300,000 to invest for retirement, and you don't have to pay the premiums anymore. So it's a terrific thing. This is what's called a life settlement.
And then your kids are going, hey, that's my money.
Yeah. The kids have to sign off on this, and they have to realize that they're not going to get it. That is correct.
Oh, the kids do have to sign off on it.
Absolutely. You can't do this without having the beneficiaries know about it. But supposedly, if the kids are nice, they'll say, I'd rather that my parents have $300,000 to live a decent life now than, you know, be eating cat food, and I'm doing okay on my own, and I don't need it.
He's America's Money's Answer Man. We're talking Jordan Goodman. Jordan, where can they go for more information?
MoneyAnswers.com. I get emails from your folks all the time. I'm glad to help them, Bill.
This message is brought to you by Woot.com, an Amazon company. Holy crap! Woot.com is turning 15? That's right. The site that brings you ridiculously good deals on stuff you need and stuff you didn't know you needed is celebrating their 15th birthday with a week of amazing deals and shenanigans. Woot.com, that's W-O-O-T.com, offers deep discounts on electronics, computers, home, tools, sporting goods, and even unique made-to-order t-shirts. Ken Stewart, CEO.
In honor of our 15th birthday, Woot is offering deals the entire week. But the big celebration is on Friday, July 12th, with an epic 15-hour Woot off with deals every 30 minutes, plus 15,000 of our famous bags of crap that offer a random collection of stuff for just $10.
And Wooters with Amazon Prime get free shipping by connecting their Amazon account to their Woot account. Visit Woot.com, that's W-O-O-T.com, or download the Woot app for your best chance to score the best deals ever.
Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrencies continue to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLife.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Ben Martinez.
He's been known to cure narcolepsy just by walking into a room. His organ donation card also lists his beard. He's a lover, not a fighter. But he's also a fighter, so don't get any ideas. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Ben Martinez died.
Loving is so much easier, let me tell you. Just so you know, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, back with you. Hey, again, I want to remind you, the good folks of the movie Breakthrough have sent us some DVDs, and hey, we're givers. We want to give them out to you. So you know how it works. Just drop me an email, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com, and tell me you want to be put in the hopper. We'll put your name in the hopper, pull your name out of the hopper, make sure your address is in there so I know where to send it, okay? And just like that. So get that off to me right away, because you know these will not last long. Good to have you with us. We've got Glenn Stanton with us. We're going to be talking about his new book, The Myth of the Dying Church. Glenn, of course, is with Focus on the Family. He's the director of Global Family Formation at Focus. He's a research fellow at the Institute of Marriage and Family in Ottawa, Ontario. Glenn, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm very good, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I am grateful for your book. I'm so thankful that you're clearing this up, because we've got, you know, in the age of the information age in which we live in, a lot of perception flying around, a lot of opinion. And I've maintained that in the absence of fact, opinion and perception can be the order of the day. And I think that this particularly applies with what we're being told about the church, that it is dying.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, it's the issue of things become fact by the, you know, mere nature of them being repeated time and time again. And it's interesting that, you know, people that go to church, they'll typically hear pastors say, well, as we all know, the church is declining, or young people are leaving the faith, or the nuns, those who say, you know, they have no connection with any institutional faith, you know, is the mark of an increasing secularization. But as I, you know, carefully document in my book, The Myth of the Dying Church, I've done research over, you know, the last two decades of leading sociologists of religion to see what they find. And, you know, it's a completely different story than what we're hearing popularly. The real story comes down to, are there parts of Christianity that are shrinking? Absolutely. But it's good news, because those are the liberal compromising churches that deny the deity of Christ, that embrace abortion, that are, you know, ordaining, you know, gay clergy and things like that. But the good, biblically faithful brands of Christianity, you know, mega churches, non-denominational churches, evangelical churches, those churches are holding very strong, and some of them are even growing. So the bottom line is, good faithful Christianity, rigorous Christianity, what I call whole milk Christianity, is doing very, very well. God is honoring his church. It's
exactly.
The compromising churches, the lukewarm churches that are tanking, and that's good news.
Right. Well, Glenn, that's what I maintain, because people have come to me and they'll you know, suggest the church is dying and that sort of thing. And I go, look at, you know, that's not our job. You know, God established the church. You know, this is Jesus's church. I mean, he established it, and he's going to see it through, you know, to its completion. You know, and it's up to us to be faithful to what he's called us to do as followers of Christ and as the church. So that is good news to hear what you're saying, because, you know, people who hold to the faith and the tenets of the faith and doctrine are, you know, questioning these times. Okay, what is going on here? You know, we've got such great compromises in the body of Christ right now that is happening. And I say great. It depends on where you're at. If you're in the middle of it, it looks great, right? But nonetheless, it's freaking the rest of us out and thinking, okay, what is this all about? And what God impressed on me here recently, Glenn, I'll be perfectly honest with you, he says wheats and tares. He just said wheats and tares.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
And I'll tell you, that gave me a lot of comfort, and I was thankful, you know, for God's word on that, because I get it. I see what's happening.
Yeah, it's a clarification that's happening in the church, and it is the wheats and tares. I mean, that is such, and you know, people who don't know what that's about, they can go check it out in the Gospels. That's, you know, something that Jesus said. But you're exactly right, and the concluding chapter that I have in the book is basically this idea that the church is tanking and is close to disappearing is just bad theology. I mean, God says, and he's promised, my word will not return void. If we preach his word, teach his word to people, God will honor that. The Holy Spirit is not asleep at the wheel. The Holy Spirit is not on vacation. His inherent nature is life-giving. God's inherent nature is life-giving. And his church, God's church, has grown every decade since Pentecost. And it hasn't grown everywhere in every place. There's secular Europe. But secular Europe is actually the outlier. Christianity is exploding throughout the world. And it's not just a little bit of data here or there that shows this. These are the best sociologists and demographers of religion at the leading universities who are not shy about saying these very conservative, traditional, as they call it, forms of Christianity are just blowing up around the world, and blowing up in a good way, not a negative way.
Well, we find especially when there's oppression, I mean, we hear about the underground churches in China, of all places, right?
There are more Christians in China than there are members of the Communist Party there today.
And even in Muslim countries, you know, where Christianity is verboten and till death do you part, you know, look what's happening with, I mean, true revival that is taking place. I mean, it takes you back. I know for, you know, I can say certainly for myself, when I'm first reading about the early church and how people of faith are being lit up like Roman candles there in Nero's driveway, and you're thinking, wow, what manner of faith is this that people are willing to die for the gospel? I mean, Paul, he's on a journey. He knows he's going to Rome. It's not for a good thing. You know, they're not having a big celebration for him. He's going to his death, but he goes willfully. What is it about the gospel of Christ that sets aside our temporal existence for eternity?
Yeah, I mean, that's the big, big thing. One of the early church fathers said that the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church. And you brought up the example of, you know, in the Muslim world, in China, the more they try to stamp the fire of Christianity out, the more it spreads, and it spreads more rigorously. And, I mean, we're seeing that the Holy Spirit is working throughout the world. The Holy Spirit is working in America. There were some guys doing some research from Harvard who found out that no rigorous religion, as they call it, again, people who take the Bible seriously, people who attend church more than once a week, I mean, the really hardcore God Squad Christians, that kind of Christianity is growing. And these scholars from Harvard said, no, America is not growing more secular. It's growing more secular culturally, but in terms of the American people, they are certainly not turning more secular. Those who, you know, we describe as nuns, they don't identify with any faith, they are not new unbelievers. They're simply people who say, you know what, you know, we've just always been Methodist because that's right. Where we have all our family funerals, but they never really had any faith in the first place, and
exactly.
They're certainly not walking away from their faith. They're just being more honest about who they are, which honesty is good.
Glenn, I want people to make sure that they're hearing you right in what you mean when you say nuns. I don't want people to think he's referring to Catholic nuns, okay? That's not what he's talking about here, okay?
Right.
For the Catholics out there, I don't want them to get nervous and think we're, you know, we're condemning the Catholics. No, this is not,
right.
You know, this is about those that say that they are non-religious.
Yeah, and we hear that time and time and time again. It's like, oh my goodness, the nuns are growing, those people who say they have no faith. Well, again, no, they're not new secularist unbelievers. They're not people walking away from the faith. These are people who are just admitting they never really had any faith. They're what we call CEO Christians. They're, you know, Christmas, Easter, and, you know, and, you know, so again, this is a clarification and, like you said, dividing the wheat and the tares. I mean, I should have used that in the book, Bill. That's such a great
Total revelation, Glenn, I'll tell you, because I was asking God in my prayer time. I said, you know, what is going on here? You know, and you asked the question before, and this is what prompted the book here. Is like, okay, what is really happening here? Can we get a clear assessment? Because the thing is, we know the road is broad to destruction. I mean, there's plenty of people, they you know, they don't want to be left alone, and they're on a theory thinking, okay, and little do they know, they're kicking against the obvious, the goads of God. I mean, every day you wake up and you see God's miracle. I mean, how is that deniable? But if you sear your conscience to such a degree and you want to convince yourself that God doesn't exist, well, then, you know, you will continue. That's only just one miracle that you will ignore, and it's the start of your day. So what's the rest of your day going to look like? How many other miracles are you going to miss because you failed to even realize the first miracle?
That's a sermon right there. That'll preach, and you're exactly right. And that is the thing. God's church is supernatural. You know, I mean, we heard a story this morning at Devotions here at Focus on the Family. A young woman, she's one of the interns. She was working in a Muslim country, and she just says, Glenn, it is amazing the dreams that Muslims see. And it's a common thing. They'll talk about seeing this man in white. Mm. And when you share the gospel with him, they'll say, I saw a dream about that guy. I mean, the church grows. It can't do anything but that. And so, again, it's bad theology, not, you know, beyond just bad sociology, to say that, oh my goodness, no, the you know, the church is on the brink of destruction. It's
right.
Not. God knows what he's doing.
Amen. And thank God. Glenn Stanton, Director of Global Family Formation Studies at Focus on the Family. The book, The Myth of the Dying Church. You've got to read it for yourself. It'll open your eyes. Thank you, Glenn. Appreciate it.
Hey, blessings, Bill. We'll
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.